Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, the Taco Man Audio Magazine is in your face. Straight up, my name is Johnny Taco. Welcome to the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Straight up, for the next hour, of course, I hope to entertain you, inform you, and possibly infuriate you. If I can do all three, well, we'll have a good show. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, maybe in part, you know, drop an opinion, you can. It's your show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-757. Of course, there's also the guilt-free Saturday night, Sunday morning, you know, you had a few drinks, don't want to sound like a fool, go on the air, but you got a point you want to get across, or you want to slam me. It's cool, I understand. The text line, the studio text line here, the Taco Man studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? We'll talk about LeBron James, of course, Chris Broussard and Chris Cowherd going back and forth on ESPN. I love it, man. When these guys go back and forth, they are great debaters. Of course, LeBron, I consider him the greatest player of all time. Yeah, probably better than Michael Jordan. People say I'm crazy, but that's just the way I think. I think LeBron is a more dominant player. He's played longer. I just think he is a man, no doubt about it. The king of the hard court. I'm talking about LeBron James of the L.A. Lakers. Next up, Seth Meyers, live on Sports Byline.
The decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like installing kitchen cabinets, next on my to-do list, or a big project like remodeling that kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read customer reviews, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's M-A-I-N to 42424.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
As President Trump returned from his summit with Kim Jong-un, he was facing more fallout from Michael Cohen's congressional testimony. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. This has truly been one of the most eventful weeks of the Trump presidency, and every week of the Trump presidency is eventful. Just once, I'd like the CNN chyron to say, breaking, nothing happened, now get a good night's sleep. For example, today, Trump wrapped up his summit in Vietnam with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and it wouldn't be a Trump summit with a world leader without a super weird handshake. Check out this moment between Trump and Kim and watch specifically for how Trump goes in for the handshake. It's like he was going in for a karate chop and then remembered it was supposed to be a handshake. Trump always shakes hands the way a 7-year-old boy would think a big, important businessman shakes hands. I'm going to go in for the chop, then up and down real hard, and then I say, good job with the files. We should do golfing sometime. Now, you might think the tyrannical dictator of an oppressive regime would never get stressed out, but on his way to the summit, cameras apparently caught Kim lighting up a cigarette.
Along the way, the North Korean dictator was caught giving in to one of his vices, taking a smoke break and using what appeared to be a crystal ashtray.
He's one of the most brutal dictators in the world, and he looks like a Kmart employee on Black Friday pacing around the parking lot trying to build up the nerve to quit. All right. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say, Donald, it's over. Don't try to chop my hand. Everything about this summit was weird. For example, the White House press pool, which consists of a group of rotating reporters whose job it is to track the president's movements, was apparently transported to Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un in a broken bus. According to the report, the pool was transported to the palace in a bus with a broken horn that consistently honked on its own at nothing. I will say, a horn that honked at nothing sounds like the title of a children's book about Donald Trump. Now, everyone, let's be clear. Everyone should want a peaceful diplomatic solution. And after a summit like this, you'd at least want a coherent explanation of where things stand given the stakes of the situation. And yet, here's Trump describing the summit with Kim after it was over.
We just left Chairman Kim. We had a really, a very productive time. We spent pretty much all day with Kim Jong-un, who is, he's quite a guy and quite a character.
Quite a character? He's one of the most brutal dictators in the world, and you're talking about him like he's Dwight from The Office. This guy, let me tell you, loves his beats, loves them. Also killed thousands. Of course, it's very possible Trump was distracted by the big story looming over the summit, the explosive congressional testimony of his former personal fixer, Michael Cohen. In fact, there's already fallout from the Cohen hearing. This morning, the Democratic chairman of the committee, Elijah Cummings, said the committee would probably call more witnesses. Cummings said if Michael Cohen mentioned their names in the hearing yesterday, chances are they would be called in to testify, too. Now, that's huge. It means everyone from Jared Kushner to Ivanka Trump to Don Jr. could be called in to testify. But personally, I'm most excited about one person in particular, and it comes from this exchange yesterday.
To your knowledge, did the president ever provide inflated assets to an insurance company?
Yes.
Who else knows that the president did this?
Alan Weisselberg, Ron Lieberman, and Matthew Calamari.
That's right. There's an actual human person named Matthew Calamari. Or at least I think he is. A person and not Squidward's deadbeat uncle on SpongeBob. If there's any upside to electing a New Yorker as president, it's that we will at least get to hear a member of Congress say the words, "Thank you for being here, Mr. Calamari." We would urge you to remember you're under oath and for you not to forget about it. And you can tell Trump and Republicans are worried about Cohen's testimony because leading up to it, they've been publicly threatening him. On Tuesday, Congressman Matt Gaetz threatened to reveal information about Cohen's personal life. And last month, Trump went on Fox News and said investigators should look into Cohen's father-in-law for committing some sort of crime, although he wasn't very clear on the specifics.
In order to get a sentence reduced, he says, "I have an idea. I'll give you some information on the president." Well, there is no information, but he should give information maybe on his father-in-law, because that's the one that people want to look at, because where does that money? That's the money in the family. And I guess he didn't want to talk about his father-in-law. He's trying to get his sentence reduced.
What is his father-in-law's name?
I don't know, but you'll find out and you'll look into it.
Man, he just loves to talk in that details-free mafia dialect. I hate to get driving directions from a Trump voice GPS. Maybe you'll go this way for a little bit, and then you'll turn one way or the other, and you'll get somewhere, or you won't, capiche? In case you're wondering how much dirt Cohen really has on Trump, just remember, Cohen has known Trump for years. He was his personal fixer, his lawyer, his enforcer. He routinely threatened people on Trump's behalf, as he explained to the committee yesterday.
How many times did Mr. Trump asked you to threaten an individual or entity on his behalf?
Quite a few times.
50 times?
More.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
Dear God. At this rate, Congress is going to have to start using Price is Right rules. And even as late as September 2017, Cohen said he would remain loyal to Trump. He told Vanity Fair, "I'm the guy who stops the leaks. I'm the guy who protects the president and the family. I'm the guy who would take a bullet for the president." Okay, but no, Trump definitely would not take a bullet for you. If you were with Trump and he sensed danger, he would knock you over and run out of the room like George Costanza. And there's still so much the public does not know about Trump's relationship with Cohen. For example, last year, the Washington Post reported that the government has seized more than 100 recordings that Cohen made of his conversations with people discussing matters that could relate to Trump and his businesses and with Trump himself talking. Cohen appeared to make some recordings with an iPhone. Wow, an iPhone. So not only did Cohen flip on Trump, so did Siri. Siri knew so much, she had to go into the witness protection program.
My name isn't Siri. My name is Matthew Calamari.
This is why we need yesterday's hearings, because we still don't know what's in those recordings. One of the few people who does, Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani, even accidentally admitted that those tapes might have damning information in them in an interview with The New Yorker. Responding to a story about Trump's plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the campaign, Rudy said, "I can tell you from the moment I read the story, I knew the story was false. Because I have been through all the tapes." Wait, what tapes have you gone through? I shouldn't have said tapes. So there were no tapes you listened to, though? No tapes. Well, I have listened to tapes, but none of them concern this. I remember what it is now. I was thinking about a mixtape that Mr. Trump made for me. You know who I'd love to see testify in front of Congress? Rudy. He crumbles under no pressure. I mean, look at him. He always looks like he just sat on a park bench and it turned out to be a ski lift. Oh, what's the big idea, bench? Not only did Trump fail to get a deal in Vietnam, but as he returns home, he's facing the fallout from Cohen's explosive testimony. We know so much today that we didn't know yesterday. In fact, at this point, someone should just ask Cohen point blank how many times Trump broke the law.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
This has been a closer look.
The king of late night TV, Mr. Seth Meyers, on Sports Byline. Next up, we're from Colin Cowherd, of course, and Chris Bassard talking LeBron James. Next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
I'll be back in a minute. You'll be smart if you're not here.
You want to take a chance on that?
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
3 seconds to go. Throws up the floater. Good block. Good night, Cleveland. That is for you.
The Cavaliers can bring the lead to double figures. James behind the back. Long for two. LeBron James. Beautiful dish.
Only 7 Celtics have played. Horford. Bang. Out.
Al Horford from downtown. It's a 17-point lead.
Tatum against George Hill. Steps back at the elbow. Excellent job for the most part in game four. And it dug themselves too big a hole. Love way outside. That's another three. Celtics look to push. Tatum rifles a pass to Bane. Love kicks it back out. Smith up top Hill. Good ball movement here from Cleveland. Gaines on the attack. Stops. Brown goes for the fake. Count it and one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
And with that, we bring in Chris Broussard, who, of course, has his own radio show along with Crazy Uncle Rob Parker, where they argue for 3 hours every night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time, 4 to 7 Pacific. And, of course, you saw him on Undisputed. You see him on all of our TV shows.
Wow.
Right now.
You just dropped a bomb, Doug Gottlieb.
Not really. Again, like, this is – I don't think it's being as disrespectful to LeBron as a like Nick Wright right now is probably tweeting furiously. But, like, the reality of it is, like, look, dude, he's 34.
No,
his contemporaries are Dwayne Wade, who is, you know, petering out in Miami with a miracle last-second shot a couple nights ago. And, of course, last night.
Chris Bosh, Carmelo Anthony.
Right, like, those guys aren't even in the league.
If LeBron fell off from tonight forward, he still has had a tremendous career.
He's still a top 10, top 5, maybe
right.
Best player of all
He's
time.
He's played more games, way more games than Michael Jordan did, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all those guys. I would say, LeBron hasn't had as good of a season as a lot of those guys on that list. He's not going to be first team All-NBA, which is a trip. But before he got hurt, he was on pace to be first team All-NBA. He had carried that team to the fourth seed from a 35-win team before to the fourth seed. And I think my feeling is I still have LeBron as the best player in the world. Here's why. I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt to not – he's played 9 games since the injury. And you're right. He hasn't looked great. He's looked atrocious at times on defense. But I think I need to see more of a sample size. If he does not get them into the playoffs and they continue losing to these bad teams, in part because of his play, then I'll give you he's not the best player in the world. But I just think he's earned the benefit of the doubt to say, I'm not going to take that mythical title from him after 9 games. Because before the injury, the 18 he missed and the 9 games, it was arguable. I mean, you were saying Durant, I think, at that point, and certainly people could make arguments for other guys. But I think most people still, through Christmas Day, believe LeBron was the best player in the world. And he was carrying that team to a nice season.
I think, like, look, they were 17-10 at one point in time. But if we remember back, like, okay, we're cutting out the first 10 games where it really wasn't
– Well, and it
really,
takes, it, you they, know, a while was to adjust, get adjusted.
Look, right. I mean, part of the whole Lakers thing is they were learning how to play with LeBron. And just as they started to learn how to play with him and with his style, then he goes out. Now
right.
They got to learn how to play without him. Then they come back. And, oh, yeah, by the way, while they're out, Joy pointed out, they've had a litany of injuries, not just LeBron. And then when they come back, now their schedule is more difficult. My issue is – we're judging him, evaluating him against the best players. Some of these losses have been against the worst teams. It's not like when you're losing. Well, they lost to the Sixers. The Sixers are really good, you know? You lose to the Warriors. The Warriors are really good. You lose to the Grizzlies, the Pelicans. The only reason they beat the Pelicans is because Anthony Davis only played 20 minutes. Otherwise, they lose that game. And no, I'm just evaluating based upon what the body of work this year against everybody else's body of work at the top. And I would tell you that their body works better.
I could argue, again, these last 9 games, without question, I mean, he hasn't been the same. But I don't know, did he get out of shape when he was hurt? Did he not know how to respond to the longest absence of his career? You know, is he still working his way back? Like, I think he's earned the right for the benefit of the doubt to a larger sample size. And I typically say you don't become the mythical best player in the world in the regular season. Let's see what you do in the postseason. Tracy McGrady, if you just look at the regular season, he's a Hall of Famer, and I think deservedly so. I know you argue that.
Correct.
But regular season, I think you would be like, oh, without question, he was a Hall of Famer. But then you look at the postseason, and even though he actually performed well individually, he never could lift the team to win. So Giannis has never won a playoff series yet. Durant has certainly done it, you know, and that's why if it's not LeBron, I would say it's Durant right now based on the postseason he's, you know, performances he's had rather than Giannis. But if Giannis comes out and is great in the postseason, then I would say it's Giannis.
All right. We also have James Harden, who had 58 points last night.
He's balling, but he has had some postseason stumbles.
You're right. Lakers with a massive test as we're starting to get into kind of must-win territory. They welcome in the Milwaukee Bucks, best record in the NBA, and still no Lonzo Ball. Joy and I were discussing, like, he's gone from a guy who everybody heaped with criticism, kind of rightfully so, only 53 games in his first year, missed all the offseason because of his knee surgery, has shown signs of improvement, but not playing at the elite level I think some would deem necessary of the number two overall pick and the hype that surrounded him. But now people are starting to understand, like, man, they really miss him. They legit miss him, especially at the defensive end.
Yeah, they do. I think mainly at the defensive end, although he does some things offensively well. But look, they switch a lot, and he's long, he's versatile, he's got great instincts. You can just look at the numbers. When he's on the court defensively, they're so much better. And offensively, look, I don't want to overstate his absence because he was there during most of that period where LeBron James was injured, and they went 5-8. We know he shoots 41% from the foul line, 32% from the three-point line. He's not as aggressive as he needs to be. So I do agree they miss him. They'll be better off when he gets back. However, I think some people, not you necessarily, but some people are acting like he's the savior. Oh, they need Lonzo. When they get Lonzo, they should be able to your point earlier, they should be able to beat New Orleans without Anthony Davis, Memphis, Indiana without Oladipo, without Lonzo Ball.
It actually kind of helps make my point in that LeBron's become a defensive liability, and he's not the only one.
Right.
Right. Rondo is living mostly on reputation defensively. He's past his prime. He had a torn ACL a couple years ago. Forget about the multiple hand injuries he had, but and even is some of his defensive prowess a little bit overrated. So it's harder to hide LeBron when you're trying to hide the fact that either you're playing without a point guard or you're playing with a point guard who's really a backup in Rondo. Speaking of defensive liabilities, I heard you say something on Undisputed, which I feel like I told not you so, I told the world so. When they signed DeMarcus Cousins, 95% of the NBA analysts and 100% of NBA fans said, that's a wrap, it's over.
Right.
And I said, well, hold on now. One, he's coming off an Achilles tendon and he's a massive man. We don't know how he's going to look. Secondly, like when Golden State's been Golden State, they've played without a center on the court because it allows them to switch and really just kind of hide Steph. You know, you got 4.5 defensive players.
Right.
Now you got a legit big guy. How's it working out in Golden State so far?
No, that's a great point. And look, when you look at the eye test, you say Boogie's running the floor, Boogie's passing the ball, he's obviously scoring, and his attitude is good. Like, on the court, it looks good, again, from the eye test. Look at his numbers. In 24 minutes a game, he's giving you 15 points, a team high 8 rebounds, 3.5 assists. So all that looks good. But when you really delve deeper, Doug, there is a problem. And look, I still expect them to win the title. I still would be stunned if they didn't. However, the numbers show that when Boogie, since he's come back, when he's off the court, their offense is at a historic high. 118 is their rating, which is 2 or 3 points greater than the Showtime Lakers and the Warriors of 2017, who are the best offenses ever. Defensively, their rating is 105, which is top 5 in the league. When Boogie's on the court, offensively, 108 is the rating, which is mediocre in today's NBA. And 108 is the defensive rating, which is mediocre in today's NBA. So their net rating with him off the floor is over 12. With him on the floor is 0.2. Like you said, it was just hiding Steph defensively. And you can do that successfully as a team. Now it's hiding Boogie and Steph, and it gives your opponents 2 guys to target. I used to look for Steph, try to get him in pick and roll. Now I can do Steph or Boogie. So it makes them more vulnerable. I kind of hate to put it on Boogie like that, because his attitude's been good and he's putting up numbers. Last night he had 21-11, but they lost.
Yeah. Right. To the Magic.
Right. And Draymond's also, look, his defense has declined big time.
And his offense, he can't make a shot.
Right. Both sides. 25% from three, worst of his career since rookie year, and like 7 points a game, worst since he's been a starter.
Last thing, and I got like 35, 40 seconds for you. The Celtics. How fixable are the Celtics?
Look, they may lose to Milwaukee and Toronto just because they're better teams. I still think they should beat Philly, but I didn't like Kyrie's comments about, I just wish the playoffs were here. Because they can't just flip a switch. He may have seen LeBron do it and think we can flip a switch, but as good as Kyrie is, he's not LeBron James. And he should be thankful that they have these 20 games to try to work this thing out. You know, I think it's fixable. I think they've got good guys. From what I'm told, it's not like guys just dislike each other off the court. There's some good relationships off the court, but the on-the-court chemistry is not there. So I think it's fixable. They got 20 more games to play.
I wonder if when he's saying playoffs, he means we know Gordon Hayward's not going to get 28 minutes a game. That we're trying to have him kind of work through, and then finally we get to the playoffs. Like, okay, Gordon, we'll wait till next year. Because that's a huge
thing. That's a great point, because everybody's focusing on the addition of Kyrie and saying that's the problem. What about, hey, we're getting this 26, 7 minutes a night?
Man, I think we're at a point now where we protect the shooter more than the driver. I mean, there's no reason I should be going to the line 4 times in a game when I drive 100 times to the paint. I'm getting hit and slapped and grabbed and whatever, whatnot. So, but we protect the shooter. That's what it's turned into. You know, chicks dig the long ball, and that's what it's about.
Never a shortage of words when it comes to the king of the hardcourt. I'm talking about Mr. LeBron James. Next up on the Taco Mat Audio Magazine, Dominic Menes and Dom's Diner, only on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We have started. We have a new heavyweight champion of the world.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What is going on, everybody? It is that time. Hold on, let me take a look at the watch. And, yep, I was right. It is that time. The diner is open for business. I'm going to flip on my neon open sign. I'm going to turn the door, little sign that says open. I'm going to, it's no longer closed. It's open now. Dumb's Diner, open for business. Like to welcome you in. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dumb's Diner, open for business. And if you're unfamiliar with the diner, I have the best and the worst in the week of sports, serving them up to you. Those are my specials. No carbonara, no spaghetti and meatballs, no classic cheeseburger. Just the best and the worst in the week of sports. I know you're waiting for it, so let's not dilly-dally anymore. Let's go right into it. We're going to start this thing off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Vijay Singh. There is a golf name, actually a name you haven't heard in a while, period, but especially if you're in the golf world, a name you have not heard in quite some time, Vijay Singh, at age 56. I don't want to jinx it, but going into the final round of the Honda Classic on Sunday, at age 56, Vijay Singh may become the oldest winner on the PGA Tour in history at age 56. He's one shot back of Wyndham Clark. That's a golf name if I've ever heard it. But yes, Vijay Singh at age 56, he turned 56 earlier this year. He's one shot back of Wyndham Clark at the Honda Classic. They'll be paired up on Sunday. I'm rooting for you, Vijay. It's been quite some time. You won the Honda Classic back at 1999, and they asked Vijay Singh about that win, and he didn't remember the course it was at. It was not at the current course that it's at. And his last PGA Tour win came in 2008. So it's been over 10 years since Vijay Singh has been victorious on the PGA Tour. At age 56, everybody pretty much, we've written off Vijay. He had his rivalry with Tiger Woods back in the day of the early 2000s, but yeah, it was whatever. However, he's on the brink of history at age 56. He may become the oldest winner on the PGA Tour history. I would love to see him do it on Sunday, so good luck to you, Vijay Singh. My next winner, Danielle Gibson. Now, Vijay is a name you haven't heard in a while. Danielle Gibson may be a name you've never heard before, period. That's because she's an Arkansas softball player, not huge in the news or anything. She actually hit for the home run cycle. She hit a solo homer, a two-run homer, a three-run homer, and a grand slam in the same game. Second ever recorded. It's never happened in Division I men's baseball or in the major leagues. So anytime that you do something that has almost never been done before, even at a professional level, that makes you a winner. So shout out to Danielle Gibson, Arkansas softball player, hitting for the home run cycle, a solo, a two run, a three run, and a grand slam, all in the same game. Second time that's ever been recorded, never in MLB or Division I men's baseball. Speaking of baseball, next winner. Yeah, you knew this was coming, right? You knew that we were going to go here. That's Bryce Harper, the $330 million man. The saga of Bryce Harper was going to sign with has pretty much dragged on all off season. Since the World Series ended, it's been, oh, where's he going to go? Where's he going to go? It looked like he was going to go to Philly for the longest time. And then the Giants hopped back into it. And then the Dodgers hopped into it. And the Giants really got back into it. And the Giants offered him a huge deal. 12 years, $310 million. And then the Dodgers were like, we'll give you like a four-year deal, but we'll give you like almost $45 million a year. So the Dodgers threw a bunch of crazy funny money at Bryce Harper, but it wasn't the long-term deal he wanted, despite it shattering the annual player average salary record held by Zach Greinke at $34 million. So in the end, Scott Boras, the agent, the representative for Bryce Harper, may have done what he does best, and he uses the interest of a couple other teams and gets the deal he wants for his client. Harper gets the super long deal, 13 years, longest contract in MLB history. The $330 million, the most money in a single contract in North American sports history. He does not break the annual average for salary record. He's not even close. He's not even going to make 30 a year. However, Bryce Harper's going to be making a lot of money, and I think he's okay getting the largest total valued contract. I don't think he's overly concerned about the annual salary being under $30 million because he got $330 million. He's going to get paid until he's 39. And it's not an official say what, but how about this? When Bryce Harper's a free agent next, Bobby Bonilla will have four installment payments still from the Mets. That's what a deal that was by Bobby Bonilla. He'll be getting his $1 million for four more years after Bryce Harper becomes a free agent. So how about that? And you know what? We'll give a little love to Manny Machado because he got a huge deal from the San Diego Padres, even though it was a few weeks ago. We'll still give him a little love. Just a few weeks ago, we had MLB fans as losers because what a boring offseason. None of the big names were going, and all of a sudden, now that spring training is rolling around, the two biggest names, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, have homes, and teams can get on and enjoy spring training because the season is less than 30 days away, folks. Next winner, DK Metcalf. Again, another name you might not know unless you're either an Ole Miss fan or just a hardcore college football fan. But DK Metcalf, the wide receiver from Ole Miss, absolutely dominated the combine. Here's a little bit of information from his combine workout. DK Metcalf weighs in, stands in at 6'3", 228 pounds, did 27 reps on the bench press at 225 pounds. Each rep. He had a 40.5-inch vertical, a 4.33 40 time, and 1.6 body fat. And I don't know, you may not have seen it, but I'm going to implore you that you go out there and Google DK Metcalf ripped. Because this dude is built like a linebacker. You heard the numbers there. 6'3", almost 230. And he runs a 40 in 4.33. Now, I haven't watched enough Ole Miss football to know how good DK Metcalf is as a wide receiver, but in terms of just a physical anomaly, a physical freak, he's up there, and that makes him a winner because the Combine, the Underwear Olympics, the Combine is all about looking at prospects and judging them based on their size and their height and their, not even their skill, just their abilities to do some drills that may not even translate well to how well they can play football. I mean, there's plenty of people in my life that I know, not necessarily athletes, but they're just not good test takers. Hey, it happens. It's okay. But DK Metcalf destroys the combine with his measurements and burst ability. 6'3", 228, 27 reps on the bench press, 40.5-inch vertical, which is impressive for a guy, 230 pounds. A 4.33 40 time, one of the fastest 40 times that has been clocked at the combine this year from a 230-pound wide receiver, and hardly an ounce of fat on him, 1.6% body fat. So most of that weight is muscle. How about that? DK Metcalf, definitely a winner this week, and at the combine, we'll have to see where he goes come the draft in April. Next winner, Charles Tillman, Peanut Tillman, the former all-pro defensive back, spent so many years terrorizing the NFC North with the Chicago Bears, intercepting the likes of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and whatever Vikings quarterback was taking snaps, Matthew Stafford. But no, it's not because he's retired. He is retired, but this is not why he's a winner. Charles Tillman passed his FBI field agent exam and is now officially a member of the FBI. He is an officer for the FBI. Now, the first thing I thought was, wait, should they be announcing that? You got to remember, all FBI agents are not necessarily secret agents or anything like that. So, many FBI agents are just basically federal police officers that investigate federal crimes and stuff like that. So there's no need to keep it secret, but it is pretty cool. Charles Tillman, and when he retired, he was like, I want to be an FBI agent. And, you know, police officer is the generic, kind of one of the generic answers that kids always give when they, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a firefighter, a policeman, policewoman, whatever. Charles Tillman actually did it. He said when he retired, he wanted to become an FBI agent, and Here we are a few years after his retirement. He is an FBI agent. So, Charles Tillman, shout out to you. You are definitely a winner this week. And my last winner, Norm Duke. Again, another name you may not know, but Norm Duke, one of the icons in professional bowling. That's right, Norm Duke at the age of 54. He's almost 55. Last week, defeated the number one seed and arguably the best bowler in the world right now, Jason Belmonte of Australia, to win, check it, his 39th career title. And this one at age 54 at the Indianapolis Open last week. And if that wasn't good enough for Norm Duke, going into Sunday's Jonesboro Open, Norm Duke is the number one seed, meaning he's only going to have to win one match in order to win the Jonesboro title and make it back-to-back titles on the PBA Tour. Norm Duke's been getting it done. When you think of some of the most iconic bowlers in history, Norm Duke is definitely going to make that top 10 list. Earl Anthony, Walter Ray Williams Jr., Mike Albee, those kind of guys. Norm Duke definitely up there at age 54, still winning on the PBA Tour. Between him and Vijay Singh, we might have a combined age of 111 between two champions on Sunday. So we'll have to see if the veterans can get it done on Sunday with their championship opportunities. All right, we go on to losers. Only two losers this week. The first one, the San Francisco Giants.
The who? The her.
They've missed out on yet another big acquisition. They whiffed on Zach Greinke. They whiffed on John Lester. They whiffed on Shohei Ohtani. They whiffed on Mike Stanton. Sorry, Giancarlo Stanton. And now they've whiffed on Bryce Harper. Now, yes, they've been serious players on all those guys. But if you're a Giants fan, like myself, you'd like to see them convert and get one of these big-name free agents on the team. You'd love to see it happen. They've been great with trades. Hunter Pence, Andrew McCutcheon was okay last year. Marco Scudero, the timeliness of that. Javier Lopez, Jeremy Affelt. But those guys aren't necessarily superstars. Hunter Pence is an all-star. We'll give him credit there. That was a great trade back then. But you'd like to see one of these huge acquisitions work out. It's not even just the Giants. Any team that's been hard on these guys that whiffed. Losers too, as a fan of many of those teams, you'd like to see them get at least one of these guys. And my other losers this week, Real Madrid, gosh, the teams I love lost big time this week, because they lose two Clásicos this week. In 1 week, they lost two Clásicos, two matchups against Barcelona, both of them at the Santiago Bernabeu. At home, Real Madrid lost twice to Barcelona, their heated rivals this week. 3-0 earlier in the week in the semifinals of the Copa del Rey. They got eliminated. And then on Saturday, they lose 1-0 and they fall 12 points behind Barcelona in La Liga standings in third place behind Atletico Madrid and Barcelona. So Real Madrid, they're pretty much only got the Champions League to play for at this point in the season. We'll see if they can muster enough just goodwill going. See if they can get hot at the right time in the Champions League. They do have a lead over Ajax heading into next week's Champions League matchup in the round of 16. And before we wrap things up here at the diner, a little bit of say what.
Say what?
Georgia and Mississippi State men's basketball. With half a second left to play in a tie game, 67-67, a fan tossed a stuffed animal onto the court in Georgia. The Bulldogs were assessed a technical foul. Mississippi State made the free throw and won the game 68-67. How do you know it was even a Georgia fan? You gotta wonder, but it really does suck to be a Georgia Bulldog fan, or even basketball player, because that is a really bad way to lose a game. That is going to wrap things up here at the diner. I'm Dominic Jimenez. We're saying goodbye for now here at the diner. But remember, you are tuned into the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine on Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 211. We got more after this.
Talk to the hand.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Isn't that nice?
What a crowd, huh?
Yeah, they love you.
Really nice. Don't get, how you doing? Okay?
I'm doing fine. That's You're great. Looking real good.
Yeah?
Real good.
All right.
Yeah.
No, but I've been working hard, Johnny, and I'm trying to relax, you know. I go to Las Vegas next week, the resorts after that. I got an album coming out, a movie coming out. I'm working very hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father, he was a workaholic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned work, he got drunk.
I did that.
Well, I finally solved my drinking problem. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I still drink. I use a different name, that's all. Now, I tell you, my problem is I drink too much, way too much.
Yeah.
I got my doctor a urine specimen. There was an olive in it. Hey, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I was loaded one item into a gay bar. Ooh, it was ridiculous. It was 15 guys for every guy. Now, I'm never lucky in bars. I saw a sign of a one bar. It said topless, bottomless. I went inside. There was no one there.
Life ain't easy.
I mean, nothing works, sir. You had to start to look out for number one, and I stepped to number two. And smoking, that's another one. Yeah. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to 3 packs a day. I tell you the truth, and my wife and I, we never have sex.
No.
Now, we get undressed, we can't stop laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, when my wife does have sex, she screams. Ooh, especially when I walk in on her. Ooh. Now, you kidding? I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window, you know?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
with another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine in the rearview mirror. I thank you so much for tuning in because you can be doing a million things tonight. In fact, if you're listening to this show, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I also want to thank the great Seth Meyers, the king of late night TV, of course, Monday through Friday. Take that back, Monday through Thursday. Check him out on NBC Late Night. Oh, can't forget Dominic Jimenez, man. Dom's Diner. What can I say? Each and every week, he just keeps getting better. I mean, he keeps setting the bar higher and higher for himself. If he was in the studio, he'd be beyond the ceiling right now. That's how good that kid's gotten, man. He's just a great broadcaster. I'm so happy to have him be part of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Don't forget, the Taco Man Audio Magazine comes to you each and every Saturday night on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Until next time, don't forget, this is the Taco Man Audio Magazine. My name is Johnny Taco. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.